Blog Talk Radio. I am great, not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay. For this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show with your host, Phenicia Hubbard, and co-host, Beverly Rogers and Candace Cole. This is the Uplift Connection, where you hear inspirational stories from uplifting women who are choosing to make it great in their lives. For a listing of upcoming guests and topics, visit us online at Phenicia.com.
All right. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Make It Great Show. This is our special feature show, The Uplift Connection, where we do interview a woman who is choosing to make it great in her life, and she is uplifting not only her life and the lives of others around her, but making an amazing difference in the world. And at the Make It Great Show, we want to encourage you to choose to make it great every day. And we do that through the conversations that we have, through the topics that we discuss. And we do have themes for our show every week. We have a different theme to focus on, and our theme for this week is spirit. So I welcome you to join us online. You can listen in live at 347-327-9281. And you can also visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. Our show is completely unscripted, unedited, and uncut. And I'm Phenicia Hubbard. I'm here today with my co-hosts, Beverly Rogers and Candace Cole, and they're going to join us just shortly. Today we do have a special guest, and we're talking about the power of positivity. Now, our theme for this week is spirit, and so I think it's really fitting that we have our guest, Carol Miller. And let me tell you, if you could bottle up sunshine and put it into a human body, you would have Carol Miller. Carol is the positivity catalyst. She's the founder and the vision keeper of Positive Focus. That name is so amazing in itself, Positive Focus. You know, I visited their website recently, and they asked the question, why Positive Focus? Why do people need Positive Focus? And they simply say, because life is meant to be enjoyed. And through Positive Focus, you learn that amazing experiences become a lot more meaningful. And then your contrasting experiences allow you to grow and evolve. You do deserve to live your life to the fullest. And with Positive Focus, you can surround yourself with people who inspire you and empower you. So Positive Focus is a nonprofit volunteer organization. It's headquartered in Chicago. And what they do is spread positivity globally. And they do this through virtual and physical communities. And as the founder and the vision keeper, what Carol does is she manages not only the executive team and the advisory board, but also all of the event organizers, and she kind of oversees all of the events. Let me tell you a little bit about Positive Focus. It began in late 2006, so we're going on almost 7 years now, and it started when six people came together, and they thought about, you know, how can we start a business that uses the law of attraction? And that idea quickly turned into building awareness of the power of our thoughts. And then less than 6 months later, Positive Focus was born. And it started off as a book club. And it is so amazing how this organization has expanded. And right now they've expanded into monthly events, and they have different categories. You've got your mind, body, spirit, and you've got your service and your charity, and you've got your fun and your social. So positive focus is learning or helping you learn how to have a positive focus in all areas of your life. One of their weekly events is called Tuesday Teachings. And Tuesday Teachings is a teleclass event, and it focuses on the works of Abraham Hicks, Laura Day, Louise Hay, A Course in Miracles, and also the work by Byron Katie. And then one of their global events, which is Free Hugs, has global Free Hugs has grown to over 6 continents, 34 countries, and 26 states. And it even includes Archbishop Desmond Tutu. You can find Carol downtown all the time in Chicago giving free hugs. She's definitely going to tell us a little bit about that. She meets downtown by the water tower, and Positive Focus comes together, and they give out free hugs to the community. Carol really does an amazing job of cultivating the power of positive thinking and also thought leadership. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that as well. Carol Miller has a really extensive background in public relations, events, and project management, and that's laid the foundation for her work with Positive Focus Productions. Now, Positive Focus Production produces events, and they have inspirational speakers and authors. Carol serves as the partner and the COO of Positive Focus Productions, and let me tell you some of their featured speakers. They have included Michael L'Olivier, and you all might know him from The Law of Attraction, Sonia Coquette, world-renowned psychic, Sark, and my favorite books by her, A Succulent Wild Woman and The Fabulous Friendship Festival, Sunny Don Johnson, Janet Bray Atwood, Greg Braden, Gary Quinn, Lynn Twist, who is recently here talking about The Soul of Money, and so many more. Every month they put out a newsletter. It's called Uplift Chicago, and it helps you to stay informed on events that are going to uplift you and inspire you to live the life of your dreams. So Carol is this woman who's all about encouraging you to go out and shine, and it's so evident in all the work that she does. She is a true powerhouse. Let me also mention that she was recently awarded as the Light FM 93.9 Woman of the Week. And every day she goes out and she smiles and shines her light onto the world. Her heart is so big and is so full of compassion. And her mind is so powerful and full of creativity. Carol Miller is a go-getter. And she does not take no for an answer in sharing with people to look within themselves and discover their own power. I was led to a Tuesday teaching session about 3 years ago, and I've been facilitating that session ever since then, and I've gotten to know a lot about Carol. I am very honored to call her a friend, a mentor, a mastermind partner, and a fellow light worker. So it is with absolute pleasure that I bring on for our interview Ms. Carol Lynn Miller. Carol, how are you doing today?
Thank you. It is such a pleasure to be on a show called Make It Great, and especially with you, Bev, and Candace. It's, you know, adding powerful women together is only a good thing.
Definitely, definitely. And we're so glad to have you here today, Carol, because you are all about positivity. And I just spoke just a little bit about positive focus. And I want people to really get an idea of how expansive positive focus is, but let's start with how positive focus began and how it grew throughout the years. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you had mentioned in the introduction, I had kind of gotten started, you know how so many of us get into professions or different organizations just on a whim. I was on Craigslist looking for a card group to play the game Euchre with here in Chicago, and I happened across an ad that said, are you familiar with the movie What the Bleep Do You Know, which I had seen and loved, which led me to take a class here in Chicago on the science of mind. And from there, I met the two women that I started Positive Focus with, and we were just talking about different things on creating a business opportunity together. And the more we talked about it, the more we really loved the concepts of science of mind and law of attraction, and truly just about empowering people to live their best lives, whatever that looks like. It's easy for me to say what my best life looks like, but I don't know what Phoenicia's best life looks like. So we wanted to come up with ideas on ways to let people know that they really are in the driver's seat of their lives. It's easy to think that the government or our bosses or our spouses or the different people in our lives are the ones who make the decisions, but really all of our decisions, it's our choice on how we perceive things. So it started there. It started with the book club, just as you mentioned, four or five people showing up in my small loft apartment here in Chicago once a week. And then we just started adding movie nights, and we got into doing some service charity work, and we wanted to do some fun picnics. So basically just trying to offer up any way we could come up with to let people know that, you know, that they truly are powerful. You know, once they sit there and realize that they have a decision to make to say yes or no to what they want in their lives, and then to build from there. So we wanted to create that community to support people in their own power.
That is fantastic. And I love how you refer to Positive Focus as a community, because although it is a nonprofit organization, it truly feels like a community. From my personal experience, it seems that people are always drawn to Positive Focus. And, you know, when you have people that are drawn to your organization, a lot of times there isn't much marketing that you need to do. Tell us a little bit about how that community grows. How do people find Positive Focus?
You know what? It's true. It's a lot of word of mouth, and that was one of the key things that I really wanted to establish early, because as we're big proponents of, life is about choices. So I'm not about here to force anybody to be positive. So we don't go out and recruit and say, you know, your life will be so much better if you choose to be positive, but we're absolutely there to support people who are already positive or people who just want to learn about it. So a lot of it is word of mouth. We are on Meetup. I'm sure you're very familiar with that, which allows people who have all sorts of different backgrounds to get together and meet people in person. So we really do just let people know we're out there to come and test us and try us out and see if we fit for them.
That's great. I know in your Meetup group, you've got close to 1,000 positive people that are a part of that community. And you've held over 1,500 meetups so far. So tell us, what has been most rewarding for you in Positive Focus?
I would have to say, really, for me, the most rewarding, I mean, it's really, it's not even a tangible thing, but when you see anybody, whether it's from coming from a service charity event or one of the Tuesday teachings, but when I get to witness people realizing that they really do have a voice on how their life looks, and that their thoughts really do create the reality, and that by appreciating even their challenges, they're able to step out of it quicker. And just to see that light bulb turn on and see that person shine bright for themselves, it's just so rewarding to be able to just kind of create that space for them to come to on their own. And for me personally, probably the most rewarding is our service charity events, because we try to do it. There's so many different organizations out there doing great work helping people who are less fortunate. Our stand is we're very big believers on what we focus on is what we create. That's why we focus on the positive. So rather than fighting a disease or fighting war, we're pro-health, we're pro-peace. So we're still working on the exact same material that other people are trying to solve. We're just bringing a positive focus to it. And I always enjoy letting people know that they can make a huge difference without fighting.
That is so powerful, Carol. And because your service charity event tends to be so rewarding, I'm going to ask that you tell us about your free hugs. I just read recently on your blog about someone who participated in Free Hugs and it was so life-changing for them. Tell us about that event. What is it like and what do you all do?
Oh, it is one of the most powerful things. I have to say it probably is the most powerful thing I've ever done personally. It's we just take a piece of paper or whatever and write the words Free Hugs, go stand in a public place and let people come up and get hugs from us. It started in 2004 in Australia by a man named Juan Mann, and he put a video on YouTube in 2006. So it's become this worldwide community of people doing this all over the world. And what I found for me personally is you forget, like in Positive Focus, it's even changed our whole dynamic because we started doing free hugs in 2008. So in 2007, you know, we were doing events, and you would come to my home or whatever, and I would smile and be happy to greet you. And if I knew you well, I would give you a hug. But there was never giving hugs to somebody who just came to a meeting for the first time. And then once we started doing free hugs, now I pretty much tell everybody, I'll warn them. I'm like, I'm a hugger, you know, because not everybody is. But it's just so, I have seen people come, they run across the street screaming free hugs and tackle us. I see people who have tears in their eyes and have said, you know, this is the first hug I've had in 2 weeks. I just got laid off from my job. I just got a new job. I mean, so there's, we're celebrating with people. We're giving them that comforting hug that they need that from a bad day. It's just every time, whether it's freezing weather and I'm like, why am I standing out here? It's so cold. There's at least one person that I've connected with that I know that they needed me to be out there that day. And it just, it warms my own heart to be part of that. And actually, I stand there for 2 hours and I get hundreds of hugs. People come by and get one. So I'm truly the one who benefits the most from the experience anyway.
That must be completely exhilarating for you.
It really is. I don't really need extra energy, but it certainly refuels me for several days.
For those of you that are listening, we're talking live with Carol Miller. And Carol Miller is the founder and vision keeper of Positive Focus. During the second half, we're going to open up the show for guests. So if there's a question that you have for Carol or something that you want to share or get insight on, we welcome you to call in at 347-327-9281. And you can also join us online at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. Carol, Positive Focus is an amazing organization, and you also are the COO of Positive Focus Productions. Tell us a little bit about the production component.
The production component, there used to be a store in Chicago called Transitions, and all of the different spiritual authors and self-empowerment authors would come through there. I was able to see Deepak Chopra speak there, Wayne Dyer spoke there, and that store closed down, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 years ago. And although Positive Focus filled the void of the community, there wasn't really a space in the area to go to still see those speakers. So my good friend, who I actually met through Positive Focus, Stephanie Lefevre, and I decided to start a business where we invited these speakers to come to Chicago. So we arranged for them to come, and we've been teamed up with Bodhi Spiritual Center here in Chicago to host the events. And it's just been a lot of fun for, one, to be able to offer these speakers up to Chicago, for me to be able to learn even more from the speakers, and then just to continue to offer opportunities for people in a little bit bigger venue than what Positive Focus normally does. Usually Positive Focus events are, you know, 5 to 10 to 20 people, and this is several hundred people at one time. So it's really nice, and we usually do it like 4 times a year.
And you've had some amazing speakers here. Now tell me, was Positive Focus Productions ever a part of your bigger vision, or how did that come about?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, as you know, I call myself all things positivity, and just different ideas. If I could stand on the Sears Tower right now and with a bullhorn telling people that their lives could be as powerful as they want it to be just by believing in themselves, I would do that. So I just, anytime I come up with a new way to help spread that positivity, whether it's working with other authors, if it's working for myself, if it's working with the nonprofit, but just however I can let people know that they truly matter in this world. I like to say, instead of there being 7 billion people, there's one person 7 billion times. Because if you can put a face on somebody, then you're more willing to think you're like them or that you're willing to help them, rather than seeing, you know, a million people who have this problem or that problem. So in any way that I can help shine positivity on people, I'm game. Sign me up.
I love that. You're game. You're all about positivity. And so you mentioned the all things positivity. Now, is that how people work with you directly?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
I'm sorry?
Tell us a little bit about that.
I do personal coaching with some clients, but I enjoy planning events. I've been doing it with Positive Focus for so long, and I really enjoy, as I said, any way that I can let people know that they matter in this world. So I've been working with different spiritual leaders, helping them with their events as well, and I really or doing promotional work for different people who are also offering a positive message, and I enjoy that a lot.
And what role does positivity play in your life in keeping yourself balanced and managing all of the work that you do?
It is the key part of my life. I tell people because so many people think because I'm such a happy person that my life must be so easy, and that's why I'm positive. And I have many challenges in my life from, you know, all over the time. So it's really truly about seeing you know, the gems in those challenges and focusing on, well, why, like right now, I have a cold. I could easily say, oh, I can't believe I have a cold. Why do I have a cold? I have this radio interview. What am I going to do? But that doesn't serve me to better myself. So I'm just like, okay, when I have this cold, it makes me realize 99% of the time I'm feeling great. So just for a few days, I may not feel top form, but it doesn't mean that my life is bad. It just means that I'm going through an experience, and I get to choose if I want to have a pity party or I get to choose if I want to grow past it. And I can't even imagine my life without focusing on the positive.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that and for being honest with us about your code and what you're going through and for choosing to make it great and make it great with us on the interview today. Really appreciate you being here. We're going to take a 2-minute commercial break. Carol, I want you to go and grab some water, soothe your throat a little bit, and we'll be back with our co-hosts, Bev and Candace. Those of you listening in, you can join us online at blogtalkradio.com/makeitgreat. And we're going to take a 2-minute commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
She is understanding her core values. She is developing her sense of purpose. She is recreating her true self. She is enhancing the quality of her life. She is uplifting her, dedicated to the empowerment of women. Women who are seeking to experience more purposeful lives. Uplifting Her provides practical solutions for women to experience total healing, including intimate small group sessions, one-on-one private consultations, and life-changing workshops. Uplifting Her also provides healing and empowerment retreats. So if you're a party of one, or maybe a unique one of a group, Uplifting Her is dedicated to uplifting, well, you. Uplifting Her looks forward to serving you. Visit us online at upliftinghher.com or send us an email inquiry at info@upliftinghher.com. Uplifting Her. Get uplifted today.
Who is Candace Cole? I am a singer-songwriter and a storyteller. At the heart of all my work is encouraging and empowering people to fully express themselves without apology. The world is a much more beautiful and better place when you are fully being yourself. To find out more about all the work that I am doing, please visit www.playinginthelight.org.
I am great. Not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply, I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay, for this is the day I say that I am great. I am great. I know who I am. I stand tall and erect. Nothing intimidates me. From the moment I begin, I win. I am defined by greatness and nothing less. My only option is success. Action proves it best that I am great.
Yes, you are great, and you can choose to make it great every single day. Thank you so much for listening in. We are having a special edition of the Make It Great Show today. This is the Uplift Connection, where we speak with a woman who is choosing to make it great in her life and the lives of others by uplifting in her community. And today we've got Carol Miller, who is the founder and vision keeper of Positive Focus and also the COO of Positive Focus Productions. I'm Tanisha Hubbard. I'm your Make It Great coach. And I've got my co-hosts that are joining me for the second half. I'm going to bring them on. We've got Deb and Candace. Hey, Candace, how are you today?
Hey, everyone. I am good, Tanisha. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm loving the talk that we're having with Carol so far. Deb, how are you today?
I am doing fantastic, and I'm absolutely loving Carol, and I would love to connect with her after the show. So we've got lots of stuff to talk about, I'm sure.
Yes, and I know that all of our listeners are going to want to connect with Carol, too. So, Bev and Candace, let's go ahead and let's jump into this conversation. And for those of you that are listening, as you know, on our show, it is unscripted and unedited and uncut. And we truly just, we have a conversation to empower you. So we're going to continue this conversation with Carol Miller. Now, Bev, you're the question coach, so I know you've got some questions coming out today.
Bring it, Bev, bring it.
Well, you know, before I do the question, I have an observation. We've talked on most of our shows about how women think and what they say and where they're going and getting into a positive focus. And part of our problem often is that we do not have friends or surround ourselves with people who are positive. And Carol, one of the first things I heard you say was community. And that brought me to the law of attraction. You stay as positive as you possibly can through all of your challenges, which means that you attract people who are positive. Can you talk to us about that a little bit?
Certainly. It actually just made me think, Bev, when I was telling Tanisha earlier that I took a science of mind class, one of the things that we wrote down in the very first class I did was some intentions we wanted to set for ourselves. And one of my intentions was to surround myself with positive people. And within that, I think that I did that class for about 6 months. Within that six-month period is when I started Positive Focus, and I had not even thought about doing that until that moment. But I also think besides surrounding yourself with those people, you know, that they always say misery loves company. Well, so does positivity. So really whatever state of mind you're in, you're probably going to attract similar like beings. I think any one of us could go to lunch with five strangers, and if the conversation starts talking about politics or economy or whatever kind of thing that tends to have a heavier energy around it, probably in a matter of time we're going to join in on that conversation. Whereas if we're at that same table and we're talking about the great vacations we just took or these amazing people that we just met or this service organization we helped out, probably everybody's going to have that, you know, that pull towards that lighter energy. So it really is important on surrounding yourself with people who are going to inspire and empower you. I don't remember where I heard it at, but I've heard recently that you are the culmination of the five people you spend the most time with.
That's fantastic. And there is a big message in that. And if there's anything that I would like for us to keep going over and over again, Tanisha, in each one of our shows, is that the people we surround ourselves with are the people who determine what our attitude will be and where we will go in life. It is true. If your holiday was filled with uncles and aunts who did not enjoy the holiday or who were unruly or were fighting, you did not have a very good holiday. And it makes a difference in how you, you know, perceived your holiday. So I absolutely love that. Thank you so much, Carol.
Well, and Bev, I'd like to add to that as well, because, I mean, I absolutely believe who you surround yourself is going to help steer your journey. But that also can become victim mentality, like, oh, I was with aunts and uncles who complained all the time, so I was miserable. I remember years ago hearing Tony Robbins saying on one of his late-night infomercials that I can stand in front of you and call you every name in the book. It's your choice to own it. So even though you may find yourself in a situation of negativity, you know, you still have the power not to go there with them. Or if you're in a bunch of positivity and somebody's trying to bring it down, you still have the power not to join them. Or to even try to tell them that they have to be something different than they are. You know, we're all on our own journeys, and, you know, sometimes people need to go through that experience of the victim state to be able to step out of it too.
Yeah, and I think that's so important where we talk about the power. That's one thing I personally learned from the Tuesday teachings that I've been attending and facilitating regularly, is that your power is so much in the present moment, and you do have the power to choose your thoughts and to change them. So thanks for sharing that.
I wonder, Carol, for you, just like throughout your day, whether it's, you know, everything's going exactly how you planned, or whether it's like nothing's going as you planned, what does it look like for you to be positive? Like, what is that? What do you do maybe when you have that time where it's like, oh, everything's kind of chaotic? Like, what centers you, or what things do you do like throughout your day to maintain that positive focus?
For me, what centers me is humor, because I always joke that here, I run an organization called Positive Focus, yet I may be the first one to lay on the horn when somebody cuts me off. And I just have to laugh at myself. I'm like, okay, Miss Positive Focus, you know, you need to calm down a little bit. And so, I mean, I can allow that kind of thing to get into my head as well. But because I guess for me the key thing is awareness, because if you're not aware of how you're feeling, then you don't know that you may have just spewed two sentences worth of negativity or two sentences worth of positivity, because you're not even aware of what you're saying. So now, because I've been doing this for so long, I catch myself. I mean, I don't think you're ever going to get rid of negative thoughts, nor do I think it's healthy, because when I am in a negative state, I realize, you know what, this doesn't feel good, and I don't want to be here. So it reminds me of when I am happy, and so I focus on what makes me happy. But if you didn't have any contrasting experiences, then, you know, you would stop appreciating when things are going really well for yourself. But for me, humor is probably my key thing, because I laugh at myself all day long.
I love that.
I love it, too. You just mentioned your contrasting piece, and that's about the second or third time I've heard you say that today. Can you tell us what that means, the contrast?
The contrast is kind of like what Candace was saying. When things aren't going well, I run an organization called Positive Focus. I am a fairly happy person. That doesn't mean that I don't have moments of being upset with traffic or upset with a coworker or whatever. But rather than allowing that to take over, I like to tell people, like, if you're really mad at somebody, first thing is I do is I think of three things that I appreciate about that person. Because if I'm that mad at them, then there's something in them that is reflecting my own feelings. It's really not that person. So if I can think of three or four things that I like about that person, then that helps, you know, clear up that anchor and brings me back into a space that I can think straight. But also, if, you know, sometimes you have a person in your life or a situation in your life that is so heavy in that moment that you can't think something positive about that person, it reminds me of, man, this one person is the only person who does this to me. The rest of my relationships are so easy and fun. So I use that contrasting experience to be able to appreciate the other experiences I have.
You know that.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And Carol, it took me right into the work. We all are going to go through something. It's like walking through a storm. We know it's going to rain, but just because it's raining doesn't mean you melt in it. It means that you
right.
keep walking until you get to the sunshine or until the sun comes out again. So the work is making a choice on what your attitude is as you go through the storm. I absolutely love it.
Well, and when you have that attitude of appreciation and learning through the storm, it lessens the experience of the storm, even getting out to the other side. You know, your storm isn't nearly as heavy if you're able to see that this is just a moment in time. I mean, people are going to come in and out of your life. People are going to disappoint you in your life. People are going to die and leave you. There are going to be times of anger, of deep sadness. So I don't think that anybody, you know, to be positive doesn't mean you're not going to experience all sorts of emotions, but knowing and being aware that you're going through it and allowing it to go through in the most loving, gentle way is what's going to help bring you out to the other side quicker.
And I love that.
I'm so glad you mentioned
that. Yeah, like it's redefining positivity, because that's a question that I had, like, how do you respond to people who say that positivity is like, you know, ignoring problems, right? Like,
right,
I think
exactly.
Some people seem to make those synonymous, but what you're saying is that, you know, we have experience, like we're living
yeah.
life, but positivity can be that umbrella kind of around that life experience, regardless of what
exactly.
feelings are.
I mean, when you think about, there's many situations in life that are not positive. You know, an earthquake is not positive, but an earthquake comes, it is devastating, it's destructive, and people learn to build better buildings because of it. The community comes together and supports each other through it. So is there devastation going on at the same time? There absolutely is. There's fear, there's anger, there's hurt going on at that time. But there's also love, there's compassion, there's growth, there's opportunity too. And we tend to focus on what's wrong rather than what's right in those situations. Those situations are sad, they're scary, and I wouldn't personally want to go through it. But if you're going through it, look at that person who just held their hand up and helped somebody out of the rubble rather than the person who did not make it.
Carol, can you talk to us a little bit about your Tuesday teachings series? Because it seems like you have different areas that you focus on in Tuesday teachings that help people learn how to create a positive focus. So what is that Tuesday teachings like, and what do people experience when they go there?
I love the Tuesday teachings. It's actually my favorite night of the week because of it. Basically, our Tuesday teachings, it used to be done locally here in Chicago, and a few months ago we brought it to the phone system so people around the country can listen in as well. And basically we just use different authors or speakers whose their message may be a little bit different than mine, but it's all about empowering you to live your best life. So we do the first Tuesday, and it does change. We've kept this same group for over a year now, so every now and then it does change. But we have on the first Tuesdays of the month, we talk about Law of Attraction with the work of Abraham Hicks and have a facilitator who leads that. On the second Tuesdays, we talk about Louise Hay and Laura Day, and Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life, is always popping into my head, and I already know what she's telling me to affirm with my cough. And Phoenicia has so graciously led that for a couple of years now. And the third Tuesday, we just recently added A Course in Miracles to the group to let people learn more about that amazing book, because it's a little bit challenging to read. And that was one of the reasons I wanted this discussion group, is to let people who have delved in and really understand it help share that information with perhaps newbies or people who are also knowledgeable about the work. And then the last one is we do the work with Byron Katie, and we have an actual licensed facilitator who is certified in her work lead that one. So it's all about just different, they all share the same message of empowering yourselves to lead your best life, but they share it a little differently. So it's kind of whatever resonates with you. And for me, some of our people come every Tuesday to listen, and it's just really kind of a check-in, a weekly positive check-in to be reminded that there's a group of people out there who are also interested in the same material.
And you mentioned opening it up to the broader community, which is why you went virtual. How do you envision the work that you do growing in the future?
Aha. Well, my overall vision is to have chapters of positive focus nationally, if not globally. And it could look, I call them joy chapters or gratitude chapters. And right now we have a gratitude chapter in Lexington, Kentucky. And a gratitude chapter is simply, you could be a book club, you could be doing gives back service charity events as a like-minded event that we do, and you just want to be part of the community, but you're not a nonprofit. That would be where people start, because just the nonprofit and paperwork and stuff has a different level of need. And then from there is a joy chapter, and that would be to be a fully functioning nonprofit as is the headquarters. And so I kind of liken it to be like a YMCA of positivity. You know, we have chapters all over for people to be able to come to and get a dose of positivity and share in some community of people who want to empower themselves and others to live their best lives.
When you talk about nonprofit and giving back, what I hear is that when you are positive or when you have a positive focus, you love to make a difference, you love to give. And that takes us right into what you reap, you will sow. You know, what goes around comes around. When you have positive and you give positivity and you're giving and you're loving and you're hugging, you're going to get exactly what you give. And that's what I hear from you also, Carol. Are you feeling that?
I absolutely agree, Bev, and I also think that when people are going through a really hard time in their lives, that's the best time to give back too, because it's so easy to see, I just lost my job, the world is coming down on me, but there are so many people who have different variety of experiences, and when you're able to help somebody else feel just a little bit better, makes you feel, I mean, I honestly think giving back is one of the most selfish things I do, because I feel so much, I mean, I'm just like lit up for days from doing any of our gives back events, because you just see the joy in other people and know that you're part of it. So anytime when you're feeling bad, that is the exact moment to go out and join the free hug group, or the exact moment to give somebody on the street a dollar, or the exact moment to help somebody find their lost animal. Because when you're able to help somebody else and lift them up, you cannot help but lift yourself up.
Carol, do you think that as you, because as you know, in your years of from you know starting Positive Focus, from having Positive Focus Productions, do you find that people are becoming more open and doing more seeking of things positive? Like, do you find that more people are realizing, like, this is something I need to do. Like, I want to have this focus just over your time with your events that you've hosted. Do you find more people kind of reaching out for, you know, this, you know, to have a more positive focus in life, you know, in lieu of, you know, events happening in the world?
I definitely think that there are more people that are open to it. And I think, As I said recently, I'm on Facebook all the time, that fear may scream and shout and be in your face, but love is always there. So sometimes even when tragedy happens, you know, it's the fear base of focusing on that and making the world look like a scary, bad place takes place. But there are so much more positive and happy and loving people out there in the world than the ones who are doing harm. And those are the people who are doing harm, it's because they feel so disconnected. You know, I truly believe you don't hurt others unless you're hurting. So I think that there is a definite call for people seeing more opportunity for positivity. Sometimes fear is just a little bit louder in the moment, but once the sun comes back out again, then you see those opportunities. Did that answer your question?
No, it did. Thank you. Thank you.
Good.
So much.
Carol, tell us about your recent opportunity with the Oprah Winfrey Show. I know that your group, Positive Focus, meets. Is it weekly that you all meet to watch the live class?
I have on the calendar once a month. I DVR them, and then people will come over who don't have their own network. And this is a few months ago, one of the producers reached out to me because they were looking for a group to have on one of their live classes. So several of us got together, and a few of us even went to Harpo Studios and did a quick interview, and Phoenicia was one of the lucky ladies who was part of the group, and then we all came together at my place and watched, and it was with who was it with? It was, I've seen so many of the live classes now.
yeah, that one was with TV Jakes.
Yeah, and so we all asked, they asked us different questions, and then we were just in the background of one of their live classes from the Chicago group. So it was a lot of fun, and it was wonderful to see how the back scenes of that production works.
You've had so many great opportunities. Yes.
So this is like I'm always interested in what people what people read. Like, so what currently are you like digging into, or what are your go-to books that you go to about positivity or about the mind? I'm always really fascinated like with how people, you know, the resources and different things that people read. So could you share that with us?
Certainly. Actually, I have become more of an audiobook person over the years, just listening to them as I travel and things like that. Definitely Louise Hayes' You Can Heal Your Life is a go-to book because it helps you with just about anything possible. One of my favorite authors is Wayne Dyer because he just explains things very succinctly and very easy to understand. There's so many different authors. I mean, I love Neil Donald Walsh. I like Eckhart Tolle. So it really just depends. Right now in front of me, I see a book called Dream Manager by Matthew Kelly, and he does a lot of speaking. I just got a book recently from Lilu Mace, who she has a YouTube, like 16 million viewers on YouTube, and she wrote a book just called I Had No Money, and I liked it. So it's just whatever inspires me. I tend to read some. I'm more of an article person, but I like to read a lot of different things from Byron Katie or Wayne Dyer, I would say, are probably my two biggest. And Marianne Williamson as well.
Oh, love Marianne.
And I know that once upon a time you said, we asked you what books should every woman read, and you said every woman should read Loving What Is by Byron Katie. How did that book impact your life?
Until I saw Byron, I mean, I loved the book, but until I actually saw her speak, that's when it even resonated more with me. I don't know what that little light bulb that went off, but it truly, she really makes you understand that it's just a thought. It's not fact. It's how you think. So if you're fearful about something, it's just a thought you're thinking about that fear. I mean, how many times do we worry about things that never even happen? And how much energy do we expend on that thing that never, ever happens? So if we took all that energy and put it onto, you know, loving ourselves more and giving ourselves more power and credit for being the people we are, just think of the changes that would happen in our lives.
I know we don't have much time left, but I just want, because you sound like Superwoman, but I'm going to tell you right now, you sound like you fly around with a cape on. Tell me, Carol, what does a typical day look like for you?
A typical day for me probably is not typical, but really I would say the majority of my day is spent online, doing a lot of email with clients, talking on the phone, meetings. It depends on if I'm local or if I'm traveling for an event. But the majority of times I'm here in Chicago, I work out of my own home. And so, or sometimes I'm at a coffee shop kind of thing. But the majority of my day, I would say, is spent talking to people on the phone or over the internet, just helping inspire people to live their best.
And see, that takes away the Superwoman image, because when we hear
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. Let me come up with a new story, because I like being Superwoman.
Well, when I say Superwoman, when I hear you talk, you know, I can just see you going from place to place, seeing people and interviewing and talking, and it does put you into sort of a TV drama. And for our listeners, I wanted them to see that you, like many of us, don't get everything done in 24 hours.
Exactly. I always tell people I need a step stool and a wand to be Superwoman.
And you have
I'm vertically challenged
that's
is why I need a step
you.
Stool. What's that?
You are a powerhouse despite or in spite and because of your size, Carol. I just heard your comment about needing a step stool. But you have a team that supports you in the work that you do, and I think that's so important as well. Your executive team, you've got your positive focus ambassadors. And so it's not just you that is carrying out this vision. And if you could tell us, what was it like for you to entrust or to trust your vision with so many other people? Because I think a lot of times as entrepreneurs, we have ideas and we want to hold it for ourselves. It's like, this is my baby, you know, but you've entrusted it. What was that journey like for you?
It was challenging at first, but in order for it to grow, it needs to be. I mean, just as you said, one person can only do so much. I have a great board who we meet monthly, and some of them are quarterly to help keep the vision growing. And then people such as Phoenicia step up as facilitators for different events, and we have people who help with the different Gives Back events. And I just love this vision so much that if I held it close to my heart and not shared it, it could not grow past my living room. So when I was able to, and it's interesting because as you said, you know, it is my baby. So some people have, you know, the same desire to see positivity on a global scale, but it may look a little different than how I envisioned it. And so it's like, wait a second, that's not what I thought it should look like. But when you realize it doesn't have to look a specific way, it just has to have a specific feel. And that feeling is to let people know they matter. And so however you share people mattering in your life or me sharing, it really doesn't matter that way. So it's allowed me to grow the vision bigger and allows me to get involved with other people as well besides just Positive Focus. So I can't imagine doing it without, like, Stephanie for Positive Focus Productions or my board, who is a huge help in Positive Focus.
What's coming up next for Positive Focus?
That is a great question. We are just getting ready to look for, we've got different speaking assignments that we're going to be doing on the power of positivity, and we're looking at bringing that more to a larger chapter audience. As I said, I have a woman named Lorna Poole in Lexington who a year ago emailed me and said, I want to be a part of this. I think it's amazing. Let's do something. And my initial thought was, I'm not ready for another chapter. And I sat on her email for a day or two, and then realized, well, yes, I'm ready. I don't know what it's going to look like yet, but now is the time. She's coming to me. I'm not searching for her. And so we're really looking at creating more opportunities for other people to join in the vision. It could be a book club. It could be a full force doing the same things that we're doing, but just different ways to shine positivity out there for people.
That's great. And so for people who are interested in that, how would they get in touch with you?
They could get in touch with me through my email address, which is carol@positive-focus.com. Our main email address is hugs@positivefocus.com, positive-focus.com. And reach out to me through our website or on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Positive Focus, as well. I would love to hear any ideas. I would really love to grow our Gives Back events the most. So if people have some ideas on wanting to get involved with that, that would be fantastic.
What is your website,
Great.
Carol?
It is positive-focus.com.
Okay.
And speaking of your give back, you have a free hug that's coming up soon. Is that next Saturday, January 5th, I believe?
Yeah, it's always the first Saturday and the third Sundays of the month.
Okay, so where can people join you for that?
They can find that information on the website or just on the first and third, the first Saturday, the third Sunday. We are at Old Water Tower Park, which is Pearson and Michigan Avenue. In the winter, we do it from 2:30 to 4. Usually it's 2 hours from 2 to 4, but we are frozen by then during the winter. So we've made it 90 minutes.
I love that. And I would encourage so many people to just go out for free hugs. Just as someone who attended before, I was very resistant to the idea of giving hugs to strangers, although I do enjoy hugs if I know you. But I did the event once, and it was just life-changing. I mean, it just felt so good. There were people who came up and just said, I just needed a hug. You know, you never know how a hug will change someone's life. So I encourage everybody to check out the Positive Focus calendar. And you can see their calendar at meetup.com/positive-focus. So, Candace, let's see. What are some final thoughts or things that are resonating with you as we speak with Carol and we start wrapping up here?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that came out of just listening to you, Carol, was just how important it is to one, surround yourself with people who have a positive focus, but then also to really be a beacon for positivity, even when you're in an environment where maybe other people aren't, just how magnetic it is. So just how that positivity, you know, you'll start attracting that to yourself. So I think that really stood out to me, that importance of surrounding yourself with people, but also being that beacon of light if it seems like it's more negativity in the situation. Just like positivity is so powerful. Even though sometimes negativity feels so much bigger, positivity is actually so bright and shiny. So I really got that from you, just how much energy is in positivity, especially in the world sometimes when it feels like negativity is kind of winning, like positivity is winning. So as is evident by people like you who are, you know, doing such great work.
And kudos to you, Carol. Keep up that great work. Yes.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Yeah, you're such a bright light in this big city, yeah. And that light is shining out to the world. And that's very evident. Bev, what are some final things that are resonating with you?
Well, as I was sitting here thinking about closing, a song came to mind, a very old song called When You Walk Through a Storm, Hold Your Head Up High, and Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. You love that song?
Yeah.
And it's about walking. It's about the choice to keep walking with your head up high to get through your storms. And even though we love the idea of you always being positive, Carol, I know that it's the work that you do, it's the choice that you make on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis to be positive through whatever it is, looking at the dark and the light and choosing the light, and I love that in you.
Absolutely. And when we think about it, people are always waiting to be happy when they lose weight, when they get in a relationship, when they get that great job. The happiness is in the journey to those destinations. So when you can find that happiness along your journey, that's when you know life is good.
Absolutely.
Life is good, only always. I love it. Positive words from Carol Miller. Carol, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. We appreciate you. We wish you well as you go through the healing with your cold. And
thank you.
Want to remind people, you're so welcome, that they can visit your website at allthingspositivity.com. And they can also learn about Positive Focus and Positive Focus Productions at www.positive-focus.com. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Make It Great Show. I'm Phenicia Hubbard. You can visit me online at Phenicia.com.
I'm Candace Cole, and you can visit me over at playinginthelight.org.
And I'm Beverly Rogers, and I would love for you to like me at From Mama's House on Facebook.
Great. We look forward to you joining us next Sunday for another edition of the Make It Great Show. And until then, choose to make it great.
I am great. Not because someone told me, but because I believe. I believe in my abilities to achieve the impossible. I am strong beyond measure. I am smart without a doubt. High I will aim. Shout loudly I proclaim that I am great. I am great from my inner core. Deeply I believe that no obstacle is too large, too much to overcome. I am a conqueror. Opposition I will slay. For this is the day I say that I am great.